So we see two stories, seemingly a parallel situations of women who had no children, men who had no sons. And in a proper time and in a proper place, God brought life where there was no life. This understanding is intimately connected to the word redemption, bringing redemption into these situations, bringing life where there was only sterileness, or barrenness, and death. In it we see the beginnings of the call on the life of Samson, who will be a sort of redeemer for Israel, not to redeem them from their sins, but to redeem them from the power of the Philistines. Do you know how many locks of hair Samson had? He had 7. Why is this important? Because 7 is a perfect number. It speaks of the gifts of the Holy Spirit. And also, when we see in the book of Revelation, we see the Lamb has 7 horns upon his head. Samson is a type of Christ. He is a prefigurement of Jesus, even in his brokenness. He points to the one who will come and redeem, who will come and save the people from their enemies. We see John the Baptist, the situation, Elizabeth, Zechariah. How many years without the fruitfulness coming forth from their marriage and the covenant and the bond that they had for each other. One can only conclude that God entered in, he intervened, he brought grace to this, because she had never been fruitful. Even in her youth, she was not fruitful. Now, in her old age, fruitfulness, even more absurd. This is not a fruitfulness in the natural order of things. Obviously, Zechariah and Elizabeth had relations in the natural order. But the conception and the bearing of children, this was an extraordinary, engraced moment. So again, the only conclusion we have to point to God. Over and over again in these days, as we get ready for Christmas, we will see no natural conclusion to the consequences, to the things that have come. The only conclusion is that God is at work and his grace is abundant. And where his grace and work is, life is found. Amen.